The Los Annaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis, Incorporated. Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Pauley with this week's edition of Los Annaville Times. I've been reading from the book, just started this book last time, 100 Things to Do in Cincinnati Before You Die, written by Rick Pender, published in the year 2016. And I'll refer to this on occasion as the bucket list for Cincinnati people. So things you need to do and know and see. And here's number four that we started last time, was sample French pot ice cream at Grater's. So since 1870... the Grater family has made thick, rich, irresistible ice cream using a small batch process that maintains high quality in 2-gallon batches. Half of its 20 or so year-round flavors use the best irregular chocolate chips you've ever tasted. Their products have been called the best ice cream in the world, and fans include Oprah Winfrey and Harry Connick Jr. It's sold in pint containers in grocery stores, but the best experience is to get a scoop and a sugar cone at one of Grater's 2 dozen or so parlors across southwest Ohio and northern Kentucky. Check out the baked goods and candy, too. There are many locations. Corporate office is at 1175 Regina Grater Way, Cincinnati, Ohio. The phone number 800-721-3323. And the website is graters.com, graeters.com. And there's a tip. Graters will ship ice cream nationally packed in coolers with dry ice. Do it once or twice and your out-of-town friends will start showing up unexpectedly. And again, that's at graters.com. Number five on our list, indulge your sweet tooth at Holtman's Donuts. Holtman's, the city's favorite donut shop, has been around for more than a half century. But it really took off in 2013 when the family-owned business expanded beyond its suburban location in Loveland and Williamsburg with a shop in the redeveloping Over the Rhine neighborhood. Over the entrance, you'll see a giant pink donut with colored sprinkles. Donuts are made fresh from scratch every day. If you want to be sure to get a maple-glazed yeast donut topped with bacon, get in line early. There are lots of eclectic choices. Flavors include German chocolate fudge cake, the Muddy Pig, which is chocolate icing with bacon, and blueberry cake with vanilla icing. Doors open at 7 a.m. daily. On weekends, the line can stretch down the block. Open until 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Sunday and Monday, they knock off early at 2 p.m. Anyway, Holtman's Donuts, 1332 Vine Street, Over the Rhine, Cincinnati. Phone number 513-381-0903. Holtman'sDonutShop.com. HOLTMANSDONUTSHOP.com. Number six on our list, line up for barbecue at Eli's. You can find good barbecue at more than one place in Cincinnati, but serious connoisseurs keep coming back to Eli's Barbecue's 2 locations, first established in the city's East End and now also at Finley Market. It's the go-to joint for pulled pork and smoked turkey, as well as all beef franks. But the top of the line are hickory smoked ribs and choices from 2 bones to 12, or just the tips if you prefer. Everything is surprisingly affordable, so you'll probably want to stock up on sides while you're at it, from mac and cheese, southern coleslaw, and baked beans, to mashed potatoes and jalapeno cheddar grits. Eli's will cater office events, family gatherings, weddings, and more. Great service, beautiful people, and a sidewalk. That's Eli's Barbecue. They're at 3313 Riverside Drive and also at 133 West Elder Street in Cincinnati. Phone number 513-533-1957. And it's elisbarbecue.com. That's ELISBARBEQUE.com. And now we'll move on to number 7 on our list. Dine in a hallowed restaurant space at Boca. For more than 4 decades, the Masonette was the go-to destination for local connoisseurs, earning 41 consecutive 5-star ratings from Mobile Travel Guide. But it closed in 2005, and the space remained vacant until David Falk, who spent 2 years there as a young chef early in his career, moved in. It's now Boca, an extravagantly renovated and gloriously redecorated downtown home for fine dining. Falk converted the one-time downstairs chop house into Soto, a delightful casual trattoria featuring handmade pasta. But Boca is the showplace, described by Falk as part La Boheme, part Beauty and the Beast, featuring eclectic, elegant fare that's hard to categorize, a touch of Italian with a dose of continental cuisine, but including Amish chicken, Peking duck, and a favorite signature, caramelized Brussels sprouts. It's the most memorable dining experience in Cincinnati. And so you can go to Boca and Soto at 114 to 118 East 6th Street downtown, 513-542-2022 for Soto, 513-977-6886 for Boca, and the websites SOTTOCincinnati.com or BOCACincinnati.com. Number 8 on the list. So this is going fairly quickly. Chat with a legendary chef at Jean Robert's Table. Born in Roubaix, France, Jean Robert de Cavelle came to Cincinnati as the chef de cuisine at Masonette, the longest-running mobile 5-star restaurant in North America. He struck out in 2002 to build his own empire. At the top of just about every best restaurant list in town is Jean Robert's Table, the downtown eatery where you'll find great meals that reflect contemporary flair and French tradition, such as Surf and Turf Tartare, featuring steak and salmon. The 3-time James Beard nominee is in and out of the kitchen constantly, frizzy hair and all, laughing and chatting with guests and making sure everything is magnifique. Don't stop there. JR has launched a high-end burger spot, Le Bar à Bouffe in East Walnut Hills, and 2 locations for his intimate French crust cafes, partnered with pastry chef and chocolatier Jean-Philippe Sonhomme. Jean Robert's Table at 713 Vine Street, 513-621-4777. Le Bar à Bouffe, 2200 Victory Parkway, 513-751-2333. French Crust Cafe, 915 Vine Street, at the Finley Market, 513-621-2013. And finally, a website, JRCINCY.com. Now, number 9. Enjoy a steak, meet a celeb at a Jeff Ruby Steakhouse. For more than 3 decades, Jeff Ruby, as much as a showman as a restaurateur, has served high-end steaks in plush settings to carnivorous Cincinnatians. Since opening the precinct in an iconic 19th-century police station in 1981, Ruby has provided top-quality steaks and seafood at eateries often rated above steakhouses in New York and Chicago. His trademarked Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse, launched in 1999, features Art Deco details and a sidewalk cigar patio for serious smokers. He's added locations in Louisville, Nashville, and Cleveland. To see the colorful Ruby in his element, however, show up with your credit card ready at his 7th and Walnut Streets location in downtown Cincinnati. You might end up in the company of movie stars like George Clooney or sports legend Johnny Bench, Chris Collinsworth, who frequent the place. The precinct is at 311 Delta Avenue, Cincinnati, 513-321-5454. Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse, 700 Walnut Street downtown, 513-784-1200. Or Carlo and Johnny, 9769 Montgomery Road in Cincinnati, out in the city of Montgomery, actually. And the website, jeffruby.com, JeffRuby.com. Number 10 on the list, Mix It Up with Molly Wellman. The city's number one mixologist is Molly Wellman, a tattooed beauty who knows her way around hipster drinks. Her Wellman Brands has established an array of local watering holes, each with a community focus and its own identity, but all featuring classic cocktail recipes and inventive libations. Her first joint was Japs since 1879. Japs since 1879, I guess, is the name of it. A one-time wiggery, now an intimate cocktail bar with no TVs. Around the corner is the famous Neons Unplugged, a casual hangout with pleasant indoor space and a commodious courtyard with bocce ball. In Walnut Hills, it's Myrtle's Punch House, with choices and bowls meant to be shared and sleek space to enjoy them. And in Kentucky, she offers the Old Kentucky Bourbon Bar for whiskey and bourbon drinkers. Salud! Japs since 1879 is located at 1134 Main Street over the Rhine. Phone number 513-381-1524. Famous Neons Unplugged is at 208 East 12th Street, 513-827-9361. Myrtle's Punch House at 2733 Woodburn Avenue, 513-834-8589. The Old Kentucky Bourbon Bar, Main Strasse in Covington, 859-581-1777. And if you want to go to the website, it's wellmanbrands.com. That's WELLMANSBRANDS.com. Now number 11. Sample some of Cincinnati's best burgers. A few years back, a local magazine identified 45 places for Cincinnati's best burgers. Here are three to get you started. Longtime favorite with a nicely toasted bun is Zips on Mount Lookout Square since 1926. For a basic burger done the right way, try Quatman Cafe, a bare-bones setting in a working-class neighborhood where pop comes in cans and meals are on paper plates. Burger aficionados swear by the array of extras to load up at Terry's Turf Club. The busy east side spot is aglow with classic neon, and peanut shells cover the floor. You can watch the burgers come right off the griddle and into a ciabatta bun. So Zips at 1036 Delta Avenue in Mount Lookout, 513-871-9876. Website zipscafe.com, ZIPSCAFE.com. Quatman Cafe, 2434 Quatman Avenue in Norwood, 513-731-4370. Website quatmancafe.com, QUATMANCAFE.com. And Terry's Turf Club, 4618 Eastern Avenue in Linwood, 513-533-4222. They don't give a website for Terry's Turf Club. And next, there is a tip. The most interesting veggie burger in town can be found at Kruger's Tavern. It's made with beets and brown rice, so it even looks like meat. House-made pickles and challah buns are pluses. That's 1211 Vine Street, over the Rhine, 513-834-8670. Again, that's Kruger's Tavern, K-R-U-E-G-E-R, apostrophe S, Tavern. And they don't show a website. All righty, next we have number 12 on the list. Make like Marie Antoinette with cake from the Bonbonnerie. Since 1983, the Bonbonnerie Specialty Baker has been serving up wedding cakes and holiday treats for the most discriminating dessert hounds you know. Mary Pat Pace and Sharon Butler say their goal has been to have delicious food made with the best ingredients. It's hard to get beyond their Opera Cream Torte, a double chocolate chip cake filled and iced with vanilla opera cream, and then coated with chocolate glaze, chocolate shavings, and white chocolate rosettes. There's also carrot cake to die for, handcrafted and specially decorated cookies and cupcakes, and a vast array of fine pastries, French macaroons, English scones, double fudge brownies, cheesecake cups, tarts, and even whoopie pie. This must be what they eat in heaven. The Bonbonnerie at 2030 Madison Road in Cincinnati, 513-321-3399, bonbonnerie.com, that's bonbonnerie.com. And there's a tip. Tea for two or 22. Bonbonnerie's Pleasant Cafe can host up to 40 people. But the real treat is in the more intimate and private tea room, which holds 15 to 22 people. With eclectic chairs, a checkered floor, and more than 75 types of tea. Perfect for a shower or a special birthday. Book at least 24 hours in advance. $50 for the room rental, $25 per person. Next is number 13 on the list. Take a spin through craft beer heaven. A craft beer revolution keeps growing in Cincinnati, inspired by the city's German beer history. In fact, Boston Brewing's major brewery for Sam Adams is here. But the locals are offering truly fantastic choices, and more neighborhood breweries open up regularly. Sign up for a 5-hour brewery tasting tour with Cincy Brew Bus for an overview. Stops vary, but they routinely find their way to some of these locations. Rheingeist, the Ghost of the Rhine, has about a dozen lines, with Cougar and Truth being the most popular. Christian Moorline Malthouse Tap Room. Try OTR Ale or Northern Liberties IPA. Mad Tree Brewing Company. They have Psychopathy IPA, Happy Amber, Taft's Ale House at Nellie's Key Lime Caribbean Ale is one of theirs, and Gavel Banger IPA, the Braxton Brewing Twisted Bit Dortmunder Lager, and Listerman Brewing Company Friar Bacon Smoked Bock Cincinnati Stout are two of their offerings. Cincy Brew Bus, 513-258-7909, CincyBrewBus.com. And I've been to a few of those. I've been to the Moorline Malt House. I've been to Taft's Ale House, the Braxton Brewing Company, and I'm not a big beer drinker, but I've been to 3 out of the 6 they list. Number 14, have an exquisite dinner surrounded by elegance at Orchids at Palm Court. This Art Deco gem has been dazzling dinner guests for more than 8 decades, but under the creative eye of Chef Todd Kelly, there's nothing stuffy about the haute cuisine you'll find there. He's an artist with imaginative flavors, pairing grapes with foie gras and scallops with black garlic. You'll also find fine dining classics, including Chateaubriand for two. In case you need someone else's opinion, AAA rates Orchids with 5 diamonds, and Forbes Travel Guide gives it a 4-star rating. Open Table routinely names it one of America's 100 best restaurants. If you can take your eyes off the gorgeous food, look around at the eye-popping decor, including fanciful overhead murals with iconic Cincinnati buildings nestled into fairy tale settings. And that's Orchids at Palm Court at the Hilton, Cincinnati Netherland Plaza, 35 West 5th Street, downtown, 513-421-9100. Website orchidsatpalmcourt.com. That's orchidsatpalmcourt.com. Now we're moving on to number 15. Eat like a German immigrant at Mecklenburg Gardens. Since 1865, Mecklenburg Gardens has been an authentic symbol of Cincinnati's German heritage. It was a meeting place for immigrants learning about life in America. In fact, it's still a place where German heritage groups gather to speak the language and enjoy the fare. But everyone is welcome for traditional fare, including sauerbraten, chicken, spätzle, schnitzels, and the wursts, bratwurst, metwurst, and even a getawurst. And it says check out number 3, referring to the getta chapter, number 3 on the list. You can also enjoy traditional German lagers, dunkels, and hefeweizen, as well as local craft beers in the traditional beer garden outside Mecklenburg's front door. Seated at long tables overhung with leafy greenery, you'll feel like you're in Deutschland. That's at 302 East University Avenue, Cincinnati, 513-221-5353, Mecklenburgs.com, MECKLENBURGS.com. And there's a tip. For another authentic taste of Germany, try the Hofbrauhaus in Newport. It's the first one in America modeled after Munich's 400-plus-year-old Hofbrauhaus. And that is at 200 East 3rd Street in Newport, 859-491-7200, HofbrauhausNewport.com, HofbrauhausNewport.com. Number 16, Get Boisterous at Izzy's. Volume is part of the charm, dating back to the days of its early owner, Izzy Kadetz, who is a bit like Seinfeld's soup Nazi, barking at customers and staff and charging for meals depending on what you were wearing and if you looked like you had a bit extra to spend. Izzy was the son of immigrants who came to Cincinnati, where Reform Judaism got its start, and they launched the first kosher-style delicatessen west of the Alleghenies. Izzy's boisterous style lives on with today's rambunctious collection of cooks and servers, as does a menu with at least a half dozen Reuben sandwiches, corned beef, of course, but also pastrami, cod, turkey, veggie, and even getta. Also be sure to order a potato pancake, big enough to be a meal on its own. Izzy's Corned Beef has locations in downtown Cincinnati, Anderson Township, Forest Park, Oakley, Westchester, Western Hills, and Northern Kentucky. You can find out more information at izzys.com, IZZYS.com. And as a tip, the only on Fridays, you'll find matzo ball soup at Izzy's downtown Cincinnati locations. So, next we have on the list of 100 things to do in Cincinnati before you die, number 17 is have fried chicken and 1822 Southern Hospitality at Tuzi House. Erastus Tuzi bought his land in 1817 for $25 and built his federal-style home there 5 years later. That historic structure, one of the oldest in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, has been a family residence, a tavern and livery, a hotel, a boarding house, and a gift shop. Today it's a perfect stop for hospitality and southern cuisine in a pleasant antique atmosphere. The menu features steaks, chops, seafood, and prime rib, as well as occasional chef specials like fried cod and Kentucky hot browns. You can get fresh salads and sandwiches. On Tuesday evenings, you'll find family-style southern fried chicken dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, and coleslaw. Comfort food at its best. That's located at 5963 North Jefferson Street in Burlington, Kentucky. 859-586-9900. Tuzihouse.com, TOUSEYHOUSE.com. And the tip, Tuzi House is just 1 hour north of the Kentucky Horse Park, a popular tourist destination near Lexington. So number 18, you can spend the night like a president at the Golden Lamb. In 1804, Lebanon was a stop on a stagecoach route north of Cincinnati, and Jonas Seaman spent $4 for a license to operate a house of public entertainment. The Golden Lamb is still there, more than two centuries later. One of Ohio's most historical inns, it's hosted at least 12 presidents, from John Quincy Adams to George W. Bush, and other famous folks, including Charles Dickens. About an hour north of downtown Cincinnati, it has 18 overnight rooms, as well as a popular restaurant that's a destination for many special holiday meals. The Golden Lamb at 27 South Broadway in Lebanon. Phone number is 513-932-5065. And the website, goldenlamb.com. GoldenLamb.com. Number 19 on our list, visit Alabama Fish Bar on your birthday. This cheerful hole-in-the-wall joint prepares three kinds of batter-fried fish, perch, cod, and whiting, served on a bed of fries with peppers and onions if you wish. The owners say, we do one thing and we do it right. And customers from all over the city agree, coming regularly to this unassuming over-the-Rhine corner. There's nowhere to sit. It's all carry-out and cash only. And I think with that, we'll stop for this week. Again, we're visiting the Alabama Fish Bar and Over the Rhine, and we'll pick up where we left off next time. Till then, for Radio Reading Service and Los Anvil Times, this is John Pauley. Have a great week. The Los Anvil Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis Incorporated.